Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
We've been trained to eat a certain way, and it's not producing what our Creator wanted us for us and how He wanted us to be health-wise. But on top of that, how many of you have dogs or cats and you love them? I know people that literally treat their dogs and cats better than they treat themselves. Well, so they think, because then when they realize what they're feeding the dog and cat, it's just as bad as what they're feeding themselves. But for the most part, they treat their pets like children. If the pets get sick, they take them to the doctor. The doctor costs way more than a child doctor might cost, and they spend the money. They literally have such a connection with their animals. To them, their animals are like a human. What do you think about that connection that our Creator has with these animals? And when you think about this connection, how much does it upset you that in other parts of the world they eat dogs and cats? You being a dog and cat lover, how much does it upset you that in other parts of the world they eat these animals? And they have to obviously kill the animals to eat these animals. Yes, it would be very upsetting. But why do we accept that in this country we live in, we simply accept when people will eat other animals other than dogs and cats, or kill animals to get their products for things? Why do we accept that, but we're so concerned about our pets? Even without that, even if you don't love a cat or dog, do we think about the way we're designed to eat and just designed in life in general? And do we really believe that our Creator wants us to consume animals? The question becomes several questions here. One question is do we need to eat animals to be healthy and live? Another question is, because we're doing this on a biblical channel here, is, does our Creator want us to eat animals? And does He want us to kill animals for any other reasons other than eating them possibly? So these are all very interesting questions. Now, yes, I'm wearing a sweater today because it's cold here in South Florida. But these are all very interesting questions. And I want to make it clear that salvation is another topic, in my opinion. I am not here today talking about salvation. I'm talking about what the Bible wants us to eat and how He wants us to take care of our body. Some people will say, if you eat a certain way, you don't eat a certain way, it can affect your salvation. That's not today's topic. It's a good topic, and we could talk about it another day. But the topic is, what does our Creator want us to eat? What does His Word say He wants to eat, and how does He want us to take care of our body? So the person I'm going to be interviewing that made this movie, Christspiracy, again, it's two topics. One topic is the eating of animals, and the other topic is of the killing of animals, the sacrificial system. And the Bible seems to allow both of those. The Bible seems to allow for a certain time sacrifices, and the Bible seems to allow eating animals for a particular time. However, is that what it really says? Is that what it really says? And was that the true meaning of the scriptures and what He wants us to do? You know, there was instances in scripture where men clearly rejected our Creator. And our Creator said, fine, do it your way. For example, with the quail, He was giving them manna. And they wanted better. They wanted more. You want your manna? You know, you want your quail, I'll give you your quail. And that brought great plagues and death and a whole bunch of stuff with it. Well, that might have been an immediate plague. When Noah came off the ark and he started eating animals, and Yah says, okay, go ahead and eat your animals if you want them. He didn't say it was commanded, but it wasn't an immediate plague. It's an everlasting plague as a result. Death and disease were multiplied more than ever before. And to this day, they're continually multiplied. So you have this everlasting plague because Noah decided, I'm going to eat some animals. That was his own decision, by the way, right? So let's look at what the scripture is saying. We could discuss this a little bit more. And it really intrigues me that so many people not justify, but they use and say, our creator says it's okay in the scripture, so we do it. So that's what they say. They say, our creator says it's okay, so we do it. Well, no, let me put it this way. They say, our creator allowed it, so it must be okay. That's what people that consume animals say. They say, our creator allowed it, so it must be okay. How many of you believe that? If he allowed it, it must be okay. Well, those same people seem to be against the idea of polygamy. They seem to be against the idea of very old men marrying young women. They seem to be against the idea of several other things that are obvious and good things to be against. But our creator allowed it for a certain time in a certain place. Does that mean it's okay and ideal for us today? So we need to be careful and with the picking and choosing. And I want to go over some scriptures with you here and talk about this, because this is important, I believe, because when I go to churches, there's so much prayer for healing of disease. And I think about the plague from the quail, because the people weren't satisfied with the manna, so they wanted quail. And he allowed it. Oh, you want quail? Here you go. Understand, Genesis 9:3 wasn't the result of a reward for their great behavior. Genesis 9:3 was the result of their great sin. Think about that. People often act like, oh, Yah's allowing this. He made a concession. Now we can eat animals. Even if that be the case, it wasn't for like, you've been acting great. Now I'm going to reward you with this. There was great sin. In fact, I would admit the possibility that one of the things that led to the flood to begin with was man started eating animals prior to Noah's Ark, which led to the flood to begin with. Where did Noah get the idea, I'm gonna make a sacrifice of an animal? There were a lot of other nations around prior to that was sacrificing animals and consuming animals. Noah got the idea from somewhere, and according to scripture, it wasn't from Yah. Yah didn't tell him to kill the animal. He didn't tell him to eat the animal, but he did. So I would submit to you that possibly a part of the great sin that led to the flood was they were eating animals prior to that, and that's what led up to that. And there's other instances away from diet that Yah allows the stubbornness of man to take over their hearts because of the hardening of their hearts. And point being is just because Yah's allowed it doesn't mean it's ideal for us. Let's look at some scriptures here and talk about this and look at this a little bit more. Let's go here. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. It says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the set-apart spirit who is in you, who you have received from Yah? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor Yah with your bodies. So remembering and understand that our bodies, we don't even own our bodies. Our bodies belong to Yah. and what we put in them, the habits we create, the so-called food and drink we put in them, should also honor him, not to harm his temple. Such an important, important thing here. Now, if we look back on the history of Scripture, there were, ever since this situation in Genesis, and possibly before Noah's Ark, people harmed their bodies and the lifespan went from really high to really low and continued to create a problem. Basically, people were no longer honoring what Yah's lending to them. Yah lends us these bodies. And I think about, you know, the talents where he gave each man his talents and he said, go and invest and see what reward you can reap from that. And some men invested wisely and some didn't. Yah's letting us borrow this body. And I believe he wants us to make the best investment in our health possible. You know, it's like if you're renting an apartment from somebody, you're not going to trash it. And if you are going to trash it, the landlord's not going to be happy. Well, he's given us this body temporarily while we're here, not to trash, but to take care of. And as it says, honor. How do you honor it? Well, certainly, he doesn't want us to harm ourselves. Genesis 1:29, Yah's diet for us. Some people say Yah's original diet. No, it's his diet. It's not his original diet. It's his diet. It says, then Yah said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree with fruit with its seed. They will be yours for food. That's his diet. He's telling us what food is. He designed us. He created us. And this is the food for our bodies. That's the ideal. That's how you honor your body with at least part of it, with taking care of yourself. You don't put bad gas in your car and say, I'm taking care of my car. You put good gas. You seek the best gas. You know, well, it's the same thing here. So remember that from creation, Yah designed our bodies for health and longevity to have. Now, we have a job to do that talks about it, but we can only fulfill that job if we're honoring and treating the body that Yah is letting us have while we're here. And for a time, the people of Scripture did that. At least the Israelites did that for a time. And they had great health. They lived better and longer and disease-free compared to the rest of the nations around them. Until they started to dishonor their body and do it in a way was dishonoring to Yah, because at the same expense, they weren't just dishonoring their body. They were taking it from Yah's creation. And I believe dishonoring Yah by taking his animals and consuming them. The first time this must have happened, it must have been horrific. And it would still be horrific today if we have to do it ourselves. But now it's in some hidden building where people are destroying and murdering and killing these creations of Yah. And so we consume it and we think it's healthy. Most of you would not continue to eat animals if you had to kill them itself. Now, there are some of you out there that say you're hunters and you've done it many times and you do it up. So be it. So be it. We'll talk about this, but it's still not honoring your body. I know somebody else, or two other people, they have a new book out that called the Diet of the Bible. I don't know what they call it, the Biblio Diet or something to this effect. And a big part of the diet is Yah's creation. That's not what it says in Genesis 1:29. Now, we continue to look in Daniel 1:8-15, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. Now, in the Torah, Yah tells us what animals are clean and what animals are unclean. And he tells us in Genesis 9:3, when he allowed us to eat animals, the restrictions on what animals not to eat. They weren't even considered food. Don't eat those, but if you're going to eat at least, these are the ones you should eat. Well, most of the nations didn't listen to that in the world, and they ate everything. They didn't follow the so-called clean and unclean. They ate everything. And the followers of the Torah at that time said, okay, we'll at least eat, according to Leviticus, the clean foods and avoid the unclean foods. Now, most of the world at that time, I believe, just like what led up to the flood, they weren't caring what Yah said, and they ate anything and everything. And there's a problem today in the church. We have more prayer for healing of disease because of sickness of disease than ever before. And the teaching of the church today is not only can you eat Yah's creation and eating the animals, but there's no such thing as clean and unclean. Eat it all. As much as you want. It's okay. And that's a very dangerous teaching and with a very dangerous result. And nowhere in Scripture does it say, now you can eat it all. But Scripture can be twisted and interpreted to our lust and desires. And this is what people often do. Eat it all. It doesn't matter. Forget about what it says in the original covenant. Forget about what it says in Leviticus. There's no such thing as clean and unclean. Everything is okay. Just pray over it and eat it. If you're getting sick and a disease, there's a cause. There's a cause to the disease and the sickness. And it's dishonoring to our bodies to put things in there that are not going to build it up. It's dishonoring to our Creator. And a lot of people don't want to hear this, but it's important. It's important to understand this. To destroy his creation for food, to destroy his creation for just the idea of, well, we want to be like all the nations around us and sacrifice all these animals that our Creator created. It's dishonoring to our Creator to do so. Now, we have these questions of, we'll get these questions of, and I'm not looking at the comments at the moment, but we get these questions of, well, he told us it was okay. He even commanded us to do these things. We need to look into these things a little bit deeper and understand there were people in the culture at that time, just like today, that had political positions. And there were differences amongst those different political views. And some of them thrived in certain situations, power and financials. The political system was no different then than it is today in terms of people benefited from certain things and people didn't benefit from certain things. But all throughout history, there were groups that discussed these different topics. If this was really what was meant by these particular things that were going on and making a so-called doctrine out of particular things. But when you look at the nature of our Creator and how he's framed and the culture of the system at that time, remember the model that was set at the beginning of the Scriptures. Yah said, this is the way it shall be. But man says, I want it different. I'm going to do it my way. It says in the word, there's a way before each man that seems right, but it ends in death. It doesn't only say that once, it says that two times. There's a way before each man that seems right, but ends in death. When we think about that, think in Genesis. Noah took it upon himself to make sacrifices with Yah's creation. Yah said, okay, go ahead and do it. With the quail. Yah gave them manna, they wanted quail. Okay, go ahead and eat it. They both resulted in plagues. And we continue to see these different things. And I fully believe in spiritual warfare, but When something happens in our lives, we have to look at the consequences or the cause of the consequences. And disease is a result of disobedience to our Creator. You hear that, everybody? Disease is a consequence and a result of sin. It's a curse. It's a warning sign. It's a wake-up sign. But it's a curse. And the Bible says, based on our obedience, we will be blessed. And based on our disobedience, we will be cursed. You do not get a blessing by doing sin, and you do not get curses by being obedient. We have to understand what sickness is and what it means and the cause of it. It's going against what our Creator told us to do and how He told us to live. There's some more scriptures that I want to discuss and I want to explain to everybody, and hopefully we understand and we're getting this. And it needs to be understood, these different things, because people are unknowingly and knowingly bringing this curse of disease upon themselves, and they don't have to do it. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish all the things that thou mayest prosper in be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." We are as unhealthy in his body as we are in spirit. We need to be healthy to do Yah's work. We need to be equipped. Moses was 120 years climbing mountains. We need to be equipped to do this work. And some of you could say at the beginning of the time, man was different before they got kicked out of the garden. And even at the beginning of the time when man was living hundreds and hundreds of years, but we declined so much. Well, Moses was 120. It was many years after the earlier times where man lived 900 years, and still at 120, he was climbing mountains. With all the science, study, and wisdom of knowledge about health and medicine, people are dying and getting sicker than ever before. And you could say they're surviving longer than ever, but yeah, with disease. Let's go to Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom. Proverbs 23, verses 20 to 21 says, "Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags." Gluttony and overindulgence, I would submit to you, for my health teachings, are the two biggest downfalls of health when it comes to consuming anything. Eating too much, too often, and too late is often the biggest causes of disease. And when we fast, as the Bible tells to fast, or abstaining from food, that's when we start to heal and we start to get better. Self-control is something that Yah wants us to have around all things, including food. It says in the scripture as a warning, "Do not dine with drunkards or feast with gluttons." We often become like the people around us. We often become like the people around us. Do not dine with drunkards or feast with gluttons. And a very important thing to understand here. Even if you choose to eat Yah's creation and animals, there's a difference between clean and unclean and over-consuming it as a glutton or under-consuming it as sustenance. You don't need to eat it. We don't honor Yah when we eat it. But if you choose to do it, Yah says, at least eat the clean. If you choose to do it, at least don't overeat. But what do people do? They eat the wrong foods, too much, too often, and at the wrong time, too late. And then they go to prayer, church for prayer for healing. If you follow his word, maybe you wouldn't get sick to begin with. And if you want to get his blessing of healing, maybe stop doing the thing that's creating the problem. Exodus 15:26, one of my favorite scriptures I talk about all the time. When the children were about to go into the land, it says, "If you listen carefully to Yah, your Elohim, and do what is right in his eyes, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yah who heals you. If you listen carefully and do what's right." Do we get that? Following the Torah. Now, there were communities at the time in the past that understood these, and they were Torah observant. The church today, not only are they dishonoring their bodies by consuming Yah's creation, not only are they taking it to the high degrees by overconsuming those animals and by disobeying the ideas of clean and unclean, but they completely ignore the rest of what he told us to do. They're not listening to him. They're not listening to Yeshua, who lived it out by example. And these are the results of curses according to Yah's holy word. If you do not do these things, I will put the same diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. And this isn't about Egyptians. This is about disobedient people. If you're disobedient, you're going to get diseases, just like those disobedient people got the diseases. But if you listen and do what I said, you will not get diseases. This is what he spoke about in the Word. He spoke about what he wants us to eat. He spoke about how he wants us to live. The Christian church today is not following his and honoring his diet selections. They're not listening to this about gluttony and drunkenness. And they are not following the Torah in the other areas. He never released us. And Yeshua never released us. In fact, Yeshua followed these things. Yeshua never released us from following our Creator's calendar, observing the feast times and the holy days of Scripture. He never released us from that.
This is just part of my lecture, Health According to the Bible. If you'd like to see the full lecture, go to my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of Cross Life Church. Faith, family, and freedom. Three pillars worth cherishing, for they are not only the founding principles of our nation, but have their ultimate meaning in biblical Christianity. Cross Life Church is a home church, a household of faith where people are equipped in the Reformed faith, encouraged to love and serve their families, and engaged in the freedom of the gospel and being salt and light to a dying world. So join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. for our worship service and Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. Let us live boldly in the hands of God, beloved. But remember, don't tell a lost world that Jesus loves them until you're ready to love them too. For more information, call 772-341-8271.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-5000. 4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.